Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you today. We're so glad that you're with us here on this first Sunday in Lent. And we have gathered together in the name of the Lord. And we know that where two or three are gathered in His name, He is here with us in our midst. And we want to welcome all of you. And we also want to welcome those that may be listening later on this week online for being a part of our service that way also. A little bit later on, we'll be talking as we continue our series through the before and through the Lenten season on the Lord's Prayer. And we're asking the question, what does Jesus inviting us to do when he asks us to pray for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done? So let's join together as we begin and stand and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Once again, as the season of Lent begins, we are summoned by a gracious and loving God.
We respond to God's love, calling us together.
Let us stand in awe before the one who creates.
We approach God in our reverence for one another.
Let us walk humbly before God on our journey. Well, let's join together then this morning. You can turn in your hymn books to hymn number 94, or you can follow along there on the PowerPoint this morning. And we are going to be singing verses 1, 3, and 4 this morning. Love divine, all love excelling.
Love divine, all love.
Together there for our opening prayer this morning. As we enter into this journey of Lent together, O God, we look to you to be our guide, our confidence, and our hope. Enable us to find in this season of searching and listening the cause for our hope and the confirmation of our faith. This we pray through our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I'm going to invite our kids to come forward if they would this morning. And we're going to go to prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like us to pray about this morning as we continue on this with our service. Someone, yes.
Well, this isn't a prayer, but I wound up here with the announcement. David gave me a paper. Choir practice for the cantata is starting next Sunday, 1 to 3 here at this church.
Oh, here at the church. That's the one. I announced it last week, and then I realized I... Thank you for saying something because I didn't get it in the bulletin, did I? But we weren't sure last Sunday where it was going to be. So if you want to be a part of the Good Friday choir, it's going to be here between 1 and 3 next Sunday at our church. So thanks. Someone else? Yeah.
I'd like to ask for prayers for the Arlene Sparks family if she passed away.
Sparks family? Okay, that's what I thought you said. So we want to remember the Sparks family this morning, with the loss of that loved one. Someone else. Yeah, go ahead.
I also have a joy in the family. We have a new, I guess it's a great-great-nephew now.
Good.
So we had a little boy yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, and okay, I'm going to share my ignorance, Carla.
Go ahead.
I had no idea she was pregnant again. And yes, and then when I saw that she had the baby, I'm like, what? So, wow, yes. So congratulations to them. Someone else, yes. Savine, okay.
Savine,
yeah, okay. Okay, so we want to remember that family in our prayers this morning. And I saw another, yeah.
David down in Las Vegas, they're probably going to have services for his sister on Tuesday. So just pray for Chuck. He's having a hard time.
Yes, I can imagine. So we want to remember David for travel and then the funeral service and everything with that. So someone else, yes. Yep.
Unspoken and Ukraine.
Yes, thank you for that. Yep, we want to continue praying for Ukraine and definitely there, everything that's going on. And then the unspoken need, we know God knows that. Someone else, several there, go back. Yeah, I'm glad too. And I saw, yeah.
I went to visit Ellie and she is in isolation. So pray for her. I don't know why. They wouldn't tell me why.
Oh, it's because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went and saw her.
Okay.
So you can go see her, but she's just not allowed to go anywhere for a period of time because she came from a facility to into there. My dad had to go through the same thing because of COVID concerns. I was surprised. You have to get your temperature. You have to sign in. You got to wear a mask and a face shield. And I'm like, with our numbers down like they are, why? So, but that's the way it is. So just to let you know. But yes, and I'm going to just say something about that. She is in great spirits, doing very well. I am so thankful. It was the last time I saw her up at Lima Memorial. Till I saw her this week, it's like difference is day and night. Be praying for her. They are going to be fitting her for a prosthesis. And she's going to be able to walk, but it's going to take some training. We prayed about that with her mind and everything else, learning to walk on that. And I know she would appreciate that, the prayers. But yes, so someone else, yeah.
My son-in-law, Steve Deal's sister, it's her grandchild, died in a crib death this week up in Canton. And they're having a very hard time with it, of course. And so they need all.
Yes, they
I
do.
I don't know name. I'm sorry. I know Carol was a Deal, but.
That's all right. I have that down. Yeah, that happened to my niece and it was devastating. And yeah, I can't imagine the pain there. So someone else, I saw a couple other hands. Yeah. Yes, we want to pray for Carla. We had a month off of her playing the organ. Well, it's going to be another month or longer. She is having surgery on her. It's like your thumb, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the thumb.
Yeah, so... And probably Linda would want your prayers as she's got to play. But yes, so, and then I thought I saw, well, okay.
Unspoken, but work-related.
Gotcha. And we know the Lord knows that. And someone else. I thought there was another one, but on this side, but I must have missed it there.
When we're praying for Ukraine, can we add there are about 9,000 American soldiers right now on that border, and they just sent more this morning. So we need to pray for those American soldiers to make sure they're safe.
Yeah, and they're on that edge where Poland is, aren't they? Yeah. All the word is saying that nothing. They're just there for deterrent. So I know. I just hope... we definitely need to keep this whole situation in our prayers. And I'm even thinking about Russian Christians because a lot of them are speaking out against the leadership in Russia about what's going on. And we definitely need to continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. I've seen some videos coming through that people in Ukraine and in Russia, both services that where they've been praying for this and praying for peace and praying for this all to work out and there be a solution, you know, that doesn't involve war. And we definitely need to continue to lift them all up. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So definitely want to keep all of them in our prayers. Anybody else then? Okay. Well, lots of concerns there. Don't forget about Bruce. We had prayed for him last Sunday, and I'll be adding him, or I think he may be already in the new calendar back there if you didn't grab one last Sunday, a monthly calendar, battling cancer. Friends of Smoke and Mary, longtime friends, and I knew them from them with the days when they when their kid his kids showed steers and everything, and so appreciate your prayers for Bruce Springer too this morning. So she plays, give you a chance to lift up some of these names, and then I'll come and close it out. As we pause today to lift up the concerns that have been mentioned, we want to thank you for your grace and your goodness in our lives, in the lives of your followers around the world. Lord, my heart is especially heavy today as I think about our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and in Russia, and all that's going on, and so many of them do not want to see this going on, and what is happening there. And Lord, we just pray for peace. And Lord, not only peace, but we pray for people in leadership positions that are willing to step up and to help to solve this issue in a different way, Lord, in a higher and better way, Lord, than the steps that are being taken by some during this time. And Lord, we continue to lift up our brothers and sisters and all of the people, Lord. I've seen so many things about senior citizens whose homes are bombed and they're losing places and they're trying to get out of there, and those that lived around nuclear reactors and some of them getting out of the country because of that. And Lord, we just ask for your grace and your strength. And we think about all of those that are there in the midst of that, to the soldiers that some of them are having to attack even fellow family members that live in Ukraine and all that's happening, God. We just ask for your grace and peace, and we think about our men and women that are serving there, and we continue to pray for our leaders and world leaders and all the leaders of NATO and those countries that are involved with that, that a peace can be and a ceasefire can happen. And it's a way to solve this in a diplomatic way. And Lord, we lift up others today that have been mentioned, Lord. We think of David as he's traveling bring him home safely. And we think about the loss there with his sister and the loved ones that are involved in family. God, we just pray for your grace and your peace there. And Lord, we think about Ellie. Lord, thank you for the difference in her that I saw. Continue to give her strength and continue to bring healing into her body, Lord, as they're watching the rest of her concerning clots. And we just pray for your continued touch there. And also, Lord, as she begins that process of learning to walk with that prosthetic, Lord, that you would just be with her, give her strength and help her and her mind as she has to adjust to that new way. And Lord, we pray for Carla as she goes in for surgery. Lord, you'll be with her, guide her. We lift up Bruce and so many of those others on our monthly list that we have been lifting up ever so often. And I know many that pray for them each month. Lord, so many of them that are battling cancer and other long-term issues. We just ask for your healing grace and touch, and that you would minister as only you can do. And Lord, we lift up the Sparks family, the Savine family, Lord, for the loss of, and this family that lost this little one to that crib death, God. Lord, we just ask for your grace and your love and your peace right now for all of them, and that you would minister as only you can do. And Lord, we lift up these unspoken requests, Lord. We ask that you would meet each of those, the one dealing with the place of work and what's happening there. Lord, we just ask for your grace and peace in that situation. And Lord, we know that you know each one of them. And so we lift them up to you. And we continue to pray for our world, our country, our nation, Lord, that you will continue to grant your grace and continue to make an influence in our world that we need so desperately, that people will find the love of Jesus Christ and what it can do in their lives because of it. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our time together as we break the bread of your word, speak to our hearts, and then as we share at the table. And as our young people in confirmation are going to kind of come up to join us during communion today, as they are discussing that issue, Lord, bless them especially and minister to them and each of us. Touch us with your grace and your presence as only you can do. As we ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And like I said, today's noisy collection Sunday. So if you have any of your change that you want to throw into the buckets today, and last year we were able to help to have a new well dug of fresh water someplace overseas. And what was the other one? A heifer? Yeah, a heifer that we helped to purchase to be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. let's join together there for our dedication. Generous God, we thank you for all the goodness we receive in Christ and in creation. Bless the gifts we offer to share in the work of the kingdom Jesus declared. In his name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I don't know if you happen to see Butch holding the thing up and down like that when he was walking up, and gave me a little chuckle because it looked like somebody dumped a big bag of change in there this morning. So, well, our scripture readings are coming from several passages. We're looking at three of them this morning. We're going to go to our kind of base text, the Matthew text, dealing with the Lord's Prayer. And then we will be reading the passage out of Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. And then we'll look at a passage in Psalm 93 this morning. So let's begin there. Matthew chapter 6, it's really 8b through 10. So, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, and on earth as it is in heaven. And then from Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, the Pharisees asked Jesus when God's kingdom was coming. He replied, God's kingdom isn't coming with signs that are easily noticed, nor will people say, look, here it is, or there it is. Don't you see? God's kingdom is already among you. And then from Psalm 93, verses 1 through 4, the Lord reigns. Majesty and strength are your royal robes. You put the world in place, and it will never be moved. You have always ruled. You are eternal. The ocean is roaring, Lord. The sea is pounding hard. Its mighty waves are majestic. But you are more majestic, and you rule over all. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, I have shared this one before, but I have to share it again, especially as we begin the season of Lent. Well, each Friday night after work, Bubba fires up his outdoor grill and cooks a juicy venison steak. But all of Bubba's neighbors around him are Catholic, and since it was Lent, they were forbidden from eating meat on Fridays. Well, the delicious aroma from the grilled venison steaks was causing such a problem for the Catholic faithful that they started to talk to their priests about it. Well, the priest came and visited Bubba and suggested that he become a Catholic. Well, after several classes and much study, Bubba attended Mass, and the priest sprinkled holy water on him and said, "You were born a Baptist, raised a Baptist, but now you are Catholic." Well, Bubba's neighbors were greatly relieved to finally know what had happened, until Friday night arrived once again, and a wonderful aroma of grilled venison filled the neighborhood. The priest was immediately called by the neighbors as the priest rushed into Bubba's yard, clutching a rosary and preparing to scold him. He stopped and watched in amazement as Bubba stood there, clutching onto a small bottle of holy water, in which he carefully sprinkled over his grilled meat, chanting, "You was born a deer, you was raised a deer, but now you are a catfish." And speaking of that, on Facebook this week, I saw several talking about great places to go to get fried fish during Lent. May your reign come and your ways be done. Among the first words we learn, and remember back when we talked about Abba, We talked about how in the Middle East, how Abba, Father, when we talked about our Father, how important that was. But there's another word that as children we all learn very quickly, and that is the word mine. Mine. You know what that's like. You remember your kids when they pick up a toy and suddenly some of the others, whether it was your other kids or your other grandkids or however it was, as soon as the one picked it up, all the others wanted it. And they tried to grab it, and the one that had it would say, mine, mine. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story. My kindergarten teacher told my mom that I solved this issue about not getting to play with the toys I wanted to in kindergarten by staying in the playing area after everybody was called over to the carpet, and I don't mean that in a bad way, called over to the carpet for a teaching lesson. I stayed over, and I do remember that, just briefly. I can remember one incident because I got in trouble. Staying over and playing with these wooden semi-trucks that we had as kids. And I didn't get to play with them because other kids had them, so that's how I solved the issue. I stayed over there. And eventually, though, I got in trouble and for not following instructions. Well, you know, it's kind of, we can kind of chuckle about that and laugh about that, but eventually we grow up, and even as adults, we're a little more discreet, we're a little more laid back, we're a little bit more understanding. But there's still something within us that holds on to my and me and mine. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I think there's a part of that that motivates us in life to be the best that we can be. But then there's a place where it comes to where we begin to become so selfish that we can, if we're not careful, and you've seen this and you've probably heard stories, or maybe you experienced somebody at work that did this to you, where they just kind of trample over top of one another on the way trying to make it up the ladder. And it takes time to refocus our thinking with that aspect. And today's part of the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come as we know it, your will be done, or your reign come, your ways be done, reminds us of the importance of God's way of doing things, not only in our world, but in our own lives. And God tells us and speaks that, and we pray that, even when we sometimes in our own lives still struggle with me and my and mine. And I really don't think that probably will ever go away till one day we're beyond this present earth. But this part of the prayer reminds me of a couple things that I want to focus in on this morning that I hope will help us to see how Jesus was trying to redirect and refocus his disciples in a different direction in their thinking and the way they live. So let's look at those two real quick this morning. First of all, it reminds us that God is at work in the world, and that should be a concern of ours. Now, one of the things you do not see promoted in Scripture is this idea that sometimes is promoted, even sometimes believed by people, and that is God just kind of spun everything into existence, and then God took off and left us to fend for ourselves. But that's not really a picture we see developed in Scripture at all, because God is always at work, as we read. And so here's the thing I want you to see, a couple things out of this. First of all, every time we pray, your reign, your ways, we're asking for God's influence. We're praying, Lord, be involved in our world. Make a difference in our world. Make a difference in our lives. And Psalm 93 celebrates that. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. Psalm 93 celebrates, as one author or person said, that when you're talking about God's kingdom, God's reign is what that means. We're talking about the way God does things. And we're told that God reigns in majesty and strength and steadiness over the crazy forces of chaos. Chaos being the winds and the storms and the ocean and the seas that were talked about there in the thing. And sometimes we face chaos in our lives that happen. Right now in Ukraine, they are facing chaos in their lives. But I loved what I saw, that they were still meeting and worshiping together and praying and asking God to do a work and influence in that situation. It reminds me that no matter what happens, God is still God, and I can ask God to help me in those situations of our lives when we're struggling, when we're going through something difficult, when we feel like we're up to our neck in water and we're not sure how we're going to get through it. Second part of that is every time we pray, your reign, your ways, we are asking for God's grace. God's grace. Come. Come, God. Your kingdom come. Your reign come. Come, God, and grace our world. We need it. Help us. Heal us. Guide us. Bring peace, wholeness, newness. I mean, there's in our lives, in our world, in what's happening in Ukraine and Russia right now, all that's going on. There's places that are where those kind of things and upheaval. You know, we are so blessed because we live where we can just enjoy our lives and we can go to work and we come to church and do everything and go to the grocery store and everything else. And we don't have to worry about war. We don't have to worry about soldiers coming along and taking our kids and turning them into soldiers. We don't have to worry. And I'm talking about kids. I mean, that taking place around the world where things happen that we don't experience. And thank God that we don't. But the thing is in those places where those kind of things happen, we can pray, Lord, we need you to be at work in those situations. And that's a powerful prayer every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. We're asking for God's grace in situations. So God is at work in the world. We're praying. Second thing is we're praying that God is at work through Jesus. Now, this is an interesting thing because this becomes clear in our gospel readings there this morning. Not only when Jesus taught them to pray, but the Luke 17 passage when they came along and said, hey, where's the kingdom? When's it coming? And a lot of us, even to this day, think of the kingdom as something that is definitely coming in the future. And I'm going to say more about that in a minute. But still, Jesus corrected that. So here's what I want you to see out of this. Every time we pray, your reign, your ways, we are acknowledging that God's reign is present because of Jesus. If you go through the Gospels and read carefully, one of the very first sermons that we are told in several of the Gospels that Jesus preached was, repent and believe the good news, for God's kingdom is at hand. Or let me say it this way, change your thinking about the way you think about the way God works and believe the good news that I'm sharing with you. God's kingdom is among you right now. I don't know about you, but that's good news. And sometimes we look out and we see what's happening in the world. We hear the stories and we think God has left us to fend for ourselves. But that's not true. Because every time we come together and worship, God is reigning and God is doing a work. And in Jesus's day, God's reigning, God's way included when Jesus went out and healed. When he went out and delivered, when he went out and fed people, when he went out and blessed and graced people, he would say, God's kingdom is at hand. You're seeing it right now in operation. This is what God's kingdom, God's reign, God's rule, God's way of doing things is happening. And so Jesus told the Pharisees that God's kingdom, you can't point and say, oh, it's over there, it's over here. No, he said, it is among you right now. And that reminds me that when we gather together in Jesus' name, two or three, he's with us. That means God's reign, God's rule, God's ways, God's healing, God's peace, God's provision, God's blessing, God's grace is with us in this place also. The question is, what do we do with that? Here, this brings me to my last part of that second point. Every time we pray, your reign, your ways, we are saying yes to God's ways. We are saying yes to God's ways. Here's what I mean by that. Our yes to God's ways becomes this. Your name be honored, your kingdom come, your will be done. In other words, less of me and more of thee. Guys, the kids are starting to come back. Hold them until I say it's time to let them in. Would you do that? Okay. So, as we open ourselves to God's ways of doing things, here's what I want you to see. God's kingdom, God's reign, God's way of doing things becomes visible through us. Through us, through his church. And that's what I want you not to miss out on this morning. That's why I held the kids, because I don't want them to come in and cause everybody to be disrupted and not pay attention. Because here's the whole point of this message. Don't misunderstand me. We still see the world as it is, but we still long for a world as it is meant to be. A world where grace and healing and wholeness and peace and love and joy flourishes. A world where there's no more violence, no more war, no more greed, no more exploitation, no more suffering and pain. And as Revelation hints at, even no more death. That's the ultimate answer to this prayer. But for now, what about now? Where we live at every day. Here's what I want you to see. As churches worship, pray, give, and work in their communities and in their world, we bring a little bit of God's reign near to people so that people are touched by God's love and grace because of Jesus. Our first word, mine, doesn't have to be our last word. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. Amen. Well, go ahead. You can let him come in. I told Kathy that I was going to hold him up for a minute this morning. So you guys can come on in, and we are going to, you probably have to come up here in this front area right over here. They can fit all in there. We're going to invite our confirmands to come on up. They want to participate with us as they've been talking about it. As we prepare for communion like we do every Sunday, we are thankful for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that extends that invitation to us to receive. And as we prepare, we always join together for a prayer of thanksgiving and confession. So let's join that as I pull it up for you, and hopefully you'll be able to see it all right. And those of you that would like to, we want to invite you to join with us in praying together. Let's pray. God of compassion, you who reign in majesty and strength and have defeated sin and death through Jesus, we confess that we prefer our own plans to your purposes. We shrink from following you and put our own interests first. Forgive our faithlessness. Have mercy on us. Inspire us with the energy to do your will and serve our neighbors in the example of Christ, your Son. Amen. Amen. Receive that today. Receive that forgiveness. That's always a battle that we face in life, as we just prayed there. But like I said, mine doesn't have to be our last word. Receive of his grace today and forgiveness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to ask our deacons and deaconesses, those that are going to be helping us out this morning, if they would make their way as we prepare to receive at the table today. On the night when they had gathered together, Jesus gave thanks, and he broke the bread, and he gave it to them, and says, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. later that evening, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it. And he passed it among them and says, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it and do it in remembrance of me." The Apostle Paul tells us that as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, let's take just a moment, and then we'll go right in because we're wrapping up and you'll get to talk to one another downstairs during our fellowship time. Just take a moment and say hi to a couple people, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our chorus majesty here in a moment. Let's stand together as we close out. If you want to use your hymn book, it's hymn number 1 this morning. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom of authority, flows from his throne unto his own, his anthems ring. So exalt, lift up on high, the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify, Christ Jesus the King. Worship his majesty, Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Let's sing that. So exalt, so exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify, Christ Jesus the King. His majesty, Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Let's join together for our benediction. Go forth as God's kingdom people. May God's presence banner over us as peace, hope, and love on our Lenten journey. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Amen.